From the Ag Information Network, this is today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, last week, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse was part of a bipartisan group that reintroduced the Farm Workforce Modernization Act to reform the H-2A visa program. The Sunnyside Republican says, given our current labor challenges in agriculture, it just makes sense.
It's not rocket science what we're trying to do. We want people to be able to come into our country legally, work at farms in this case, in this legislation, where we absolutely need them. And then when the work is done and they want to go back home, they can do that legally as well without fear of not being able to come back.
And the system currently in place, Newhouse says, just isn't doing enough.
Other countries have figured this out. We have to some extent, but it's a cumbersome, difficult process for people to use. It's expensive and it doesn't cover all of agriculture. So we're trying to make some needed changes to the program.
Fortunately, Newhouse says the word has been getting out to lawmakers.
Farmers in other states are expressing their concerns and their urgency to their members of Congress. So people are hearing about the high cost of agricultural labor, the wages keep going up and up, and the availability of workers keeps going the other direction.
Tune in tomorrow for more on why the reintroduction of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act is a good idea.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.